covers the NFL for USA Today. Mike Jones with the Bull and the Fox. Mike, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you all doing?
We're doing great, man. And obviously, you know, the Cam Newton news, we'll start there, kind of came out of left field last night. I mean, we've been saying for, you know, back a few months ago, obviously, that it always made sense for Cam and the Patriots, as well as some other teams, but that seemed like the best fit. But then in the end, it was, you know, on a Sunday night, all of a sudden out of the blue. It seems like a no-risk move at all for the Patriots. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I definitely feel like this thing has the potential to be a match made in heaven. You have the Patriots who, you know, they need a bridge from Tom Brady to their future. And, you know, as competitive as Bill Belichick is, he does not have a huge drop-off. He wants to prove that he can win a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. And now here they are with, if healthy, can regain top 10 status in the NFL. Sign him for a one-year deal, around $7.5 million. If it doesn't work out this year, they out. It works out. You know, it's going to look great for them. So here, you've got a guy who's very hungry, a guy who's physically gifted, and you've got a lot around him. So if you're the Patriots, suddenly instead of wondering if they're going to be in the sweepstakes, for Trevor Lawrence, they can pull off another divisional title win and make it to the playoffs.
You mentioned bridging the gap between the future. I mean, he can still play for another 6, 7, 8 years. Right. Who the heck knows? I mean, is it possible that he could be the future in New England for the next
half a decade? He very well
could
be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it very well could be because, okay, he just turned 31. They just had a guy who was, what, 42? 43? If Cam Newton is able to reinvent himself, and we've seen the last couple years, he's last year reduced to 2 games. But the year before that, he definitely had improved his accuracy, his completion percentage. He'd done a better job of taking care of the football. If he works with Josh McDaniel, who is a creative offensive coordinator, and Bill Belichick, who does a great job of maximizing his players' strengths, there's no reason why Cam Newton's second act can't wind up being rather impressive. And we could see whether this is, you know, a 1 year here, and then after this he does, and, you know, another 4 or 5 years, you know, of a union here. And this Patriots team could have just reinvented itself and remain among.
We're talking with Mike Jones, USA Today. Mike, let's talk about another quarterback who is looking for a job and has been looking for a job for a while. That's Colin Kaepernick. I keep seeing reports about teams are, there's more talk about it, there's more this, but there's been no action.
Right.
Do you expect there to be any action? Do you think somebody will bring him in?
I feel like somebody will. It might be San Diego. Sorry. L.A. Chargers. Still call them San Diego.
Yep.
It might be the Chargers. You know that Anthony Lynn is high on him. Anthony Lynn likes mobile quarterbacks. Yes, they have Tyrod Taylor, who he spoke glowingly about. They have Justin Herbert, who they drafted with 6th overall pick. But that could be a place there. I think as we get closer to training camp, once, you know, these facilities aren't even all the way open yet. But right before the start of training camp, we just might see Colin Kaepernick get a training camp invite with the team. And the Chargers seem like a good spot. If it's not then, we don't know what's going to happen with this coronavirus. We don't know if a backup quarterback or a starting quarterback is going to come down with this thing and a team is going to have to put a Band-Aid on and sign somebody off the streets. The climate has definitely changed. You've got a guy who has the ability. It's going to take him to knock the rust off, and that's why I think it's best for him if he can go somewhere in training camp and have time in a system rather than just get thrust into there a couple weeks in the middle of the season. But I would be way less surprised if we see him this year than what I would have last year.
Just on back to Cam for a second. Were you surprised? Schefter reported today that the Browns actually made a call. Was the only team other than the Patriots that made that call. Does that surprise you with the Browns quarterback situation?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you view Cam Newton. If these guys feel like, okay, Cam Newton is, you know, he's done a lot in this league, but it's good to have a veteran quarterback behind Baker Mayfield, then it makes sense that they would call. But I think Cam Newton is more than a backup. And so, you know, that's why, you know, there's been no assurances promised to him, but he'll have a hard time staying off the field if he's able to stay healthy. The Patriots will wind up starting him. But, you know, I'm surprised that more teams had not called, even though, because when you look around, a lot of teams have their quarterbacks in place. Some might be young, but there's not a whole lot of teams. There's not any team outside of the Patriots who desperately needed a quarterback. And so I figured that a lot of the calls were going to be teams that have somebody that they either want them to compete or be the backup. And I think that was smart of the Browns to do their homework and inquire about them. But I don't think that Cam's ready to hold a clipboard just yet.
We're talking with Mike Jones, USA Today. Mike, you know, we see basketball and baseball attempting to come back. Baseball scheduled to come back on the 23rd, the NBA on the 30th. We've seen four or five players in the NBA opt out of playing. Today, the first baseball player opted out of playing. You know, the NFL, outside of canceling the Hall of Fame game last week, has pretty much moved along without any interruption. And we're going to find out soon if that will continue. But do you expect some players to opt out of playing this season?
I'd be a little more surprised. But, again, we really just don't know. I know that there's a lot of questions in the minds of players. I know there's a lot of concern, a lot of uncertainty. A couple weeks ago, I had J.C. Treader on my podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, the president of the NFL Players Association, he doesn't even have answers. He said, look, you might have one answer you find, but that answer winds up setting off three more questions. And there's a lot of guys that, okay, that fall in that category of guys that could be higher risk when you talk about weight issues and breathing issues. And, you know, you just don't know what happens if a guy comes down with it and he's not going to be allowed at his facility. He doesn't want to bring it back to his family. He's not going to be able to, you know, what hotel is going to take him in there. So there could be guys who look at it if, you know, their situation's at home. If they have a child who's high risk, that they might say, you know what, I can't risk it, and I'm sitting this one out. You know, we continue to hope for the best, but we really just don't know what's going to happen here and what this thing is going to look like this season.
Think there's any chance the season is? I mean, could it get stopped at some point and restarted again, or do you think we'll definitely make it through? It's hard. I guess it's hard to say at this point.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I think that anything is possible. I wouldn't be surprised if we see them try to start this thing, and then something happens and it gets halted. If these numbers spike, it's so hard to tell because this is a novel virus. This thing is constantly changing. We haven't been here before, and it's very possible that these guys could all report for training camp and these numbers could wind up spiking. Because look, if you have guys like you have four Cowboys players, a couple Texans players test positive, and their facilities weren't even open yet, they were just kind of working out together. If that happens where you have, you know, at training camp, you've got 90 guys on the roster, you've got 20-something coaches, you've got half a dozen trainers, and then the video crews and the help staff, you're talking about 150 people here. If that thing starts spreading and there are multiple teams in that situation, the NFL very well could wind up having to hit the pause button. Or say they get in the season and numbers are skyrocketing, the country could wind up, you know, government could wind up shutting everything down, and they hit the pause button and might have to wait until things are under control again to try to come back. I don't think that we should rule out any possibility. I really hope and pray that they can have a full season, but it almost feels a little overly optimistic to think that there won't be some kind of hurdle either before the start of the season or in the middle of the season.
Mike, are you a believer in Baker Mayfield?
I am. I did a lot of research, talked to a lot of people before the Browns drafted him. Wasn't surprised at all that he went there because I knew they were very high on him. I like his makeup. From talking to people that played with him in college, from talking to guys who play with him in Cleveland now, I think that he's a strong leader. He's a strong competitor. Look, I just hope that he gets to have some stability. It's very difficult for a young quarterback when you have one offense, then the next year you got another offense, then the next year you got to learn a different offense. The guys that we see have the most success are guys who can be in one system and grow and build on it from year to year. Already, look, Baker's got a, he's had Hugh Jackson's offense, then Freddie Kitchens, and then now Stefanski, and he hasn't even been able to be on the field yet to learn that offense and to carry it out in OTAs like he normally would. You just hope that he gets a chance to really grow because you can be a great competitor. You can have all the tools, but if you're not comfortable, because that's once you're able to play freely and play off your instincts, that's when you take a team to the next level. And I think he's capable, but there's just, it's been a rough start for him so far in circumstances that are outside of his control.
Certainly has. Hopefully that turns around this season. We shall see. Mike, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.